Oh, I was on the air talking smack and talking secret stuff, Wanda. Did any of that go out?
No, you were just, you know, doing your thing.
I was doing my thing, but that was silent. The stuff I was talking about is secrets. I was telling secrets.
No, I didn't. You didn't get the secrets.
The secrets didn't go out? I guess people have to call me to find out what my secrets are. But, Bob, we'll talk about that off the air. I know both those deals that you're talking about, and I'll tell you why they may or may not get done. That's what I do. I help Bob find his urban land. That's my thing that I do with Bob. I do a lot of urban land, and we're going to do that together with Bob. So, Bob, tell me a little bit more about what's going on with Bainbridge. Why did Bainbridge decide to expand? What's your capital capacity, because you tell me that you're really strong. Tell the folks that are listening how strong you are and how you capitalize your deals.
Well, we do it the way all of our competitors do for the most part. We put our own equity into it, and we bring in outside equity, and then we obtain a 60-40 construction loan.
And but you have very strong equity partners that are pushing you to come into South Florida, because the number one thing, when I have a listing and somebody calls me and says, my equity partner directed me to go into that particular area, I know that I got somebody who's going to close.
Well, the institutional investors, and as well as the banks and the buyers, want to be in South Florida. It's particularly Miami and Fort Lauderdale. And so that's why I'm down here scouting sites as fast as I can.
Yeah, I know. I see you like Barney Rubble and Fred with the feet rolling underneath the car. You can't move fast enough. There we go. I finally got him to laugh. Now you're lightening up, Bob. You're much better this segment than you were the last segment. Now, we've got some people that may have tuned in. So talk about, you're in Orlando, you're in Tampa. What are the differences in those markets compared to South Florida? I mean, are they occupied? Do they got demand? Do they got supply? How about job growth? All those good things that go into your special sauce.
Well, Orlando led the country in job growth on a percentage basis in the past 12 months.
Good jobs are like slinging ice cream cones at Disney?
No, there's always a large amount of good jobs, but we also have a lot going on. There's billions of dollars in construction projects in place. The airport's expanding. Of course, we have the medical city in Lake Nona that's got 3 million square feet in the pipeline. It's crazy. All the theme parks got billion-dollar expansions of, and each of them hotels going up. I mean,
how are you
going
to find construction workers?
It's challenging, but in terms of supply and demand, we feel like it's been in check for the most point. Supply is barely keeping up with the demand. With the shift in homeownership towards rental, it's just almost unlimited amount of renters out there looking for apartments.
Yeah, I know the building that I live in is always full, that I need to like almost put in the word for somebody to get a unit in there. But I will tell you is that they really could use an upgrade with those hubs and that route thing that Don was talking about earlier. Got to talk to the management company about that.
Well, who's the management company?
Well, I wonder why I'm really playing that hard. Bob's team just took over management of my apartment building that I live over on Biscayne and 34th. They're doing an awesome job. I want to say high five to all of them because they got their new bright shirts on. They love those orange shirts, Bob, and I do too because now I can see them.
I have one of those orange shirts too.
Oh, you do? Do you have like every color? What colors do you have?
I have orange, blue, white, black, brown.
Wow, you're just a fashion plate there. We close the deal. Can I get like maybe a white one and a black one?
Absolutely.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. And I want an orange one too. Well, maybe I don't want an orange one. I'd get people confused in my apartment. But the building is great. They switched from one management company to you guys. I've noticed the changes already. The place, everybody's excited because they know that the Bainbridge brand means luxury and excellence.
Wow, that's true. Thanks, Jim.
No problem. $2. But no, everybody's excited. They go, they know that I know the business, so they always they ask me, and they go, what do you think? And I go, well, I do know this. My friend shares a wall with the guy that manages the property, so if we got a problem, I probably know somebody that I can call. Not that I can get something done, but at least I know the guys, and I know that they care. And you see, that's something that's really important. There have already been a couple of nuanced changes. For instance, they moved the leasing office to that's it? With the whole thing? Oh, my God. Bob, she's telling me I got
to
go.
Well, I might have to come back, Jim.
You just might, man. You just might. Would you please come back in like a few weeks?
Absolutely.
Can't have you back to back, but we're going to have you back soon. Okay. I want to thank all of my sponsors. You're going to love this part, Bob. It's going to take forever.